That time of the year for the Consumer Electronics Show. They like to be called CES these days because, you know, all tech things have gadget names, have numbers and letters. That's pretty much how you identify some of that. And someone to help us sort through some of the new technology and maybe some of the odd, weird things that are on the forefront is Andrea Smith, our tech expert. Good morning, Andrea. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me.
You know, the CES is kind of, you know, you look back to previous years where you had sort of a thought of a new idea and you realize it's on the market and it's been accepted by the general public and now it becomes commonplace. What are some of the new things out there now that you think are really on the horizon for technology?
You know, you're absolutely right. There's so many things now that we that have come and gone even that, you know, were explosive when they were first announced here. You know, this year we're looking at really cool things. We're looking at a lot of artificial intelligence built into products, voice control, of course, robotics, a lot of people talking about the rollout of 5G technology. So I think a lot of exciting stuff is still to come.
It's a balance between the technology and how to sort of communicate with that 5G. In other words, if that stuff becomes faster and we're able not to have to wait and we can share it more and it reaches more people, then some of this other technology really takes off.
Exactly. And then it makes it more mainstream, right? Because it becomes easier for people to use.
And more affordable. That's the other part of this, too.
Right? Yes.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that you've seen or that will be really hitting the news these days.
Yeah, you know, this is where we get to see the trends, right? Things that are going to be coming out throughout the whole year. Trends in computing, smart home, music. So a big trend right now in headphones is touch control features right on the ear cup. You know, JBL has a new Live series headphones. Some of them work with Google Assistant, Amazon Alexa. These voice services let you get your calendar updates, search for music on the go. All of these cool options built in, like some of them have talk-through technologies. You can have a conversation without even having to take the headphones off. Ambient aware mode lets you control the amount of background noise. So if you want to be more aware of your surroundings, you can dial that up or down. And, of course, they have the awesome JBL signature sound. If you're looking for more portable tunes, JBL's new Flip 5 Bluetooth speaker has crystal clear sound, deeper bass, and get this, 12 hours of battery life in a durable waterproof case. So they're perfect for taking on a hike, a beach, a pool party, anywhere you want to take them. Now, the trend in laptops this year is really giving consumers the ability to draw and create content. That's why Samsung's Notebook 9 Pen is so popular. It's a 2-in-1 PC. It's got powerful performance, and it's got, of course, Samsung's built-in S Pen, so it's easier than ever to jot down notes, draw, and, of course, control the PC. I like it because it's got a stylish premium design with an aluminum ocean blue frame, and it's durable and light enough that even I can carry it around with me all day.
Andrea, is a show like this geared toward a reporter like yourself or maybe toward investors or the general public?
So that's a really good question, because despite being called the Consumer Electronics Show, which you're correct, it's now called CES, consumers are not invited to the show. It's really geared toward media, reporters, industry analysts, and trade people, retailers, buyers. It's kind of like people coming to see what are they going to order, what are they going to put in their store, what are the new trends. Definitely not something that consumers get to go to, unfortunately, because it's an awesome show.
How does this balance between the big boys and maybe sort of the new disruptors or somebody who has an idea that the other people are just laughing at? How does that work for those?
That's a really interesting question, because they've really embraced that. You know, I'm sure you've heard of your crowdfunding campaigns like Indiegogo and, you know, really a lot of companies now are doing a crowdfunding campaign to see if their product is viable. And so mixed in between, I went to a preview event last night, mixed in between the standard companies, the brands that I've seen all the time, are these new companies that are just coming on the market with a new idea to see how it's going to be. So it's a really cool mix of way out there kind of ideas that you say, ah, that could happen.
We're talking this morning with Andrea Smith, our award-winning tech reporter. She's out in Las Vegas for this CES show, which what kicks off underway on Tuesday officially, right? Or is it still going on? Does it kick off today, or how does
today is day one? Today is media day,
okay.
Press day. Tomorrow is day one, Tuesday.
Now, what about things a lot of the things you talk about have to sort of do with entertainment or sort of, you know, the types of, what about things that have maybe deal with our health or other issues of our life that maybe makes it better or improves the quality of our life?
There are definitely a lot of digital health devices here. There's a big sleep section, helping people get better sleep, helping people understand their sleep. There's a lot of at-home, like, blood pressure monitor-type things. Of course, they're now all Wi-Fi connected, so you can take your readings and get them sent directly to your doctor. So a lot of push has been made in that space.
And it allows people in different industries realizing, and we've, you know, it's been decades now that we realize technology has worked its way into every aspect of our lives, every workforce, every kind of career. These are things that are all affected by what happens at the show like this.
Yep, absolutely. You know, it's just in every aspect of life. And, you know, one more thing I want to bring up. One big topic here is security, right? Because we all are talking about, should we have a voice assistant in our home? Is it listening? Is it secure? People are trying to figure out how to not get hacked. It's really important, and not a lot of people pay attention to it. A big market that doesn't pay attention to it too much is gamers, right? This place is filled with new gaming screens, devices, really cool, you know, virtual reality. But a recent study of PC gamers showed that they're not as interested in security as they are in system performance because, you know, they want to win. They want to enjoy their game. McAfee, the cybersecurity company, they announced something called McAfee Gamer Security. And it's great. It's really designed to keep gamers safe, but it's also enhancing their in-game performance. So, you know, it doesn't take away from the system performance.
What's the biggest TV you expect to see there on the floor somewhere?
Well, so far I have seen in person an 80-inch TV, which is gorgeous. I don't have a room big enough for it, but there's some really big TVs here.
It seems that people are either going big or small. You know, you can watch everything now on your phone. So, how much importance do they need to put into big?
You know, that's really funny that you say that. I was at a conference yesterday, and they were talking about some of these trends. And as you get higher resolution, right, as you go from 4K to 8K, which we're seeing a lot of 8K TVs here, you need a bigger screen in order to be able to appreciate that 8K quality picture. So if you're watching 4K on your phone, you're really not going to notice anything.
Right. The video seems to be getting the quality, but somehow sometimes the audio goes in the opposite direction based on how you have to compress things in certain MP3 types of files. Are they working to try to balance that out to bring back sort of rich sound and that sort of thing?
They are. I actually saw a company yesterday that did a whole talk on balancing that sound. Dolby audio is built into everything now. Dolby's got some great stuff happening. I saw one product yesterday that I can't remember who it was, but they convert the audio so that it comes out sounding like 5.1 as opposed, you know, but it's just one speaker.
Anybody there with a vinyl record player? I would think that's still, that's the new
yes,
technology.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. There's a bunch of companies here, and sometimes they make these retro turntables or they make very new ones with USB out so you can, you know, connect them to your computer and digitize all your music library.
Wow. That's fun. Well, it's going to be a lot of, you're going to have a light and sound overload probably for the next week for you. All flashing lights, everybody trying to get your attention. If we want to find out more of what's happening, how do we get involved with that just to keep up on it?
You can actually head over to my website, andreasmithtech.com/CES2019 for information about all the products I mentioned. And of course, you know, get out there and read some stories on all the products being released every day because there are tons of them.
All right. I'll be looking for robots. That's what I always want to see. The future.
Lots of fun robots.
Thanks very much, Andrea. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.